God, that's loud. Turn that down. We should have gotten tacos. Okay, it is Predictably Drunk, the post-WrestleMania 31 edition. I am here again. This is Sam Marcoux. Smart people talking about stupid things. I'm here with Stephen Joseph Curry.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Hello. So we did a show last night, if I recall, and we did it before WrestleMania. It was Saturday before WrestleMania.
This is correct.
And we really didn't talk too much about wrestling. We did it. We did a little prediction at the end for the main event, which was Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I believe you said Brock Lesnar would retain, and I believe my official prediction was that you were wrong. So tell everybody, speak into the microphone and tell everybody what happened during the main event of WrestleMania 31 here tonight.
The main event, it was pretty impressive. After sitting in the sun for 6.5 hours, sweating my ass off, till I eventually couldn't sweat anymore because I ran out of hydration. It was Brock Lesnar, right? Roman Reigns, they were fighting.
Yes.
And then Colin Kaepernick, what was his name?
No, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins did the he
cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase.
Money in the Bank.
Which I guess, if you don't watch wrestling, what it means is he's got this briefcase that has a contract for a title fight at any time, and he cashed it in during the main event and won this fake title in a fake fight. If you're not familiar, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. Steve and I grew up watching this shit. And you know, I got to say, I think wrestling in general is probably attractive to us as people because we can turn our brains off and just watch it. You know, like we don't have to think.
We're not the ugliest people.
We don't have to do anything. So the funny thing is like we get there, we park. So we park, and I think I'm a genius because parking at Levi's Stadium, where the San Francisco 49ers play, is $50. So I see a sign for $40 parking, and I think, oh my god, this is way better. So we park, but we're like what, 2 miles away from the stadium?
Oh yeah, easy.
Yeah.
In the sun.
So we park, and then we're walking to the stadium, and we see parking, which is closer than where we parked for how long? How much?
It was $25.
$25, so $15
less. A block and a half closer than we were.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't really get the best deal, but that's okay. We still saved
$10. The guy who was outside there, he was a little sketchy. There was a bunch of security guards at the one we were at, but the one that he was at by himself, kind of like waving pamphlets.
At his house. Yeah,
he didn't look like a very trustworthy
individual. No, it was $25 to park and $75 to get your car back, yeah. I think. So maybe it was a better deal where we went. So we went to WrestleMania. We did the Levi's Stadium gig, and it was a long day. We got there. I mean, we left at what, like 12:30 in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
And we got there. We parked. We were in the stadium by 2 o'clock, and the whole thing started at 3 o'clock Pacific time, and it just ended at 8 o'clock Pacific. So it was a five-hour track of wrestling, but it was really like a full day of just, you know, getting out there and getting back. The sun mm-hmm. was just unbelievably unbearable. I mean, this is probably why, like, you know, people have a problem with like an East Coast bias with sports, but this is why right here. You can't have outside events on the West Coast starting in March, basically. You can't, yeah, because it's just too hot. It was 80. It was 80 degrees.
Oh, hotter than that.
And, well, we were sitting there. We were just baking. We're just baking in the sun. Like, we had great seats. So,
dude,
I will say this. We got there. We got the tickets, right? Predictably mm-hmm. Drunk, the podcast, got the tickets. We were sponsored, so we got the tickets. We thought they were cheap seats, right? Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
I'm glad you have sponsors.
Yeah.
WWE is sponsoring us now.
So we got a media pass and all that. So we get there, and we think they're going to be like chintzy ass seats, right? We're expecting, okay, we got two seats to our name, and you know, whatever. We get there, and nobody will let us into where we think we need to go. And then it turns out the seats we got floated to us for free with no charge. Were club level seats.
501 Club.
So the Levi's Stadium 501 Club. We got our own private little escalator with ourselves and like 3,000 other people. And then we were there. So we had a bar. We had restaurants. We had mm-hmm. shade. We had this area to us. which was great because, you know, again, we kind of needed that because the sun was just oppressive. But where we were sitting was on the opposite side of where the sun was setting. So it was really hot.
We were on the opposing
side. Yeah. And the problem was, is that, you know, I was drinking beer, but I, not real beer. I was drinking like Coors Light, Bud Light, shit like that. But I was sweating it out, so I didn't even get any of the effects, even of the small amount of alcohol that's in that beer, until later after the sun went down. So I was just drinking all day, spending way too much money on beer that didn't even do anything. Mm-hmm. So, but with that said, so we get there, it's wrestling. I would say everybody there, other than ourselves, who looked amazing, mm-hmm. pretty much looked the way we expected wrestling fans to look.
They were just awful. It was like wrestling plus San Jose. We were in Santa Clara, which I don't know why they're not called the Santa Clara Niners. But anyhow, they were awful. There was less mullets than I expected, right. But there was more or just as many neck tattoos as I thought there was.
There was less mullets and there was less body odor than I expected.
It smelled rather decent.
It was okay.
But by the looks of them, they should have stunk.
So we did the whole WrestleMania thing. Lots of matches. We didn't necessarily know everybody in the matches.
I knew five people. You were one of them.
But what the funny thing was is that what I was entertained by were the fans, because the fans are so passionate, like more passionate than you and I have ever been about anything in our lives.
You need fans like that.
Yeah, and then I need fans like that. Like at my shows, that will chant.
You didn't suck much.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so these fans, they chant about everything. Yeah. So, like if somebody, you know, walks incorrectly, they're on it and they just jump them. They jump their shit. Did you happen to see the guy next to me? Did you look at him?
He's a fucking weirdo.
He was a fucking weirdo. He had athletic pants on in 95,000 degrees. He was wearing four wrestling shirts on top of it. He was layered in wrestling shirts.
One on his head.
One on his head, and he was muttering to himself. So it was very, and he videotaped the whole thing. I don't think he watched any of the actual WrestleMania that we were just at. He just videotaped the whole thing.
I bet he plays Game of War.
Yeah, he's probably your buddy on Game of War.
Shit. He's the general.
Yeah. So we went to WrestleMania. We had a good time. There was a guy in front of us who was very much into
steroids.
I would say steroids, yes. Yeah. But, you know, usually you see those guys, you're like, okay, they're going to be angry, right? Because you think of roid rage, and they're too into themselves to really bust up. But I made a joke. I made a friendly joke about Hitler and the Jews. And he absolutely loved my Hitler Jew joke. And he was laughing so much that we became buddies. Which was good, because later in the match, the thing about wrestling fans is I know they know that the matches are predetermined. I know they know that it's fake, if you will, but they still get really mad when shit doesn't go the way they want it to go. So we're watching the main event, and the match doesn't end when he expects it to end, and Roid Boy just goes nuts, right?
He was punching a chair.
He was punching... A chair that is attached to the foundation.
There's one less chair in
the stadium. Yeah, they're going to have to come back and do some damage control. So he got really, really upset about the fact that Brock Lesnar did not win at that point.
Him and Brock are boys.
Yeah, and I felt like telling him, you know, this shit is they scripted it out. Brock's okay with losing.
Oh, you didn't want to tell him that because he might go nuts on you.
Well, again,
he might be the next chair.
He was drinking human growth hormone in front of me, so I don't think I really wanted to challenge him too much. And plus, he was already on my side with the Jews, the Jew jokes. So it worked out fine. But it was a good time. We sat in club level. We had God, I don't know. We had food. We had drinks.
We had tiki masala,
which is giving me heartburn. I am so old.
You know, the thing, though, you're talking about drinking the pee water beer, the Coors.
Yeah, the Coors.
Drinking all the Coors all the time.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, you finally smartened it up, and you got Lagunitas.
Well, I got Lagunitas, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I want to say shout out to the bartender that was up in the club level, because I think people were noticing me because I was wearing my predictably drunk baseball t-shirt. And people were getting fucked up at this thing. So Steve and I saw a guy passed out after the first match. Like, this guy was passed out, mouth open, snoring. I was walking around. I'm going to post the photos. I'm going to post the photos. I was walking around taking photos of drunk assholes everywhere because I thought it was funny. They were predictably drunk at WrestleMania. Some people just can't WrestleMania, Steve. So... We were taking pictures of folks. We were having a good time in the club level, but it was getting to a point where people were just getting belligerent, and the bartender was cutting people off. He was just pointing to people, going, "No, no, no, no!" And he turns to me and he goes, "You get a free one." Which, man. I've been drinking shit all day. I've been drinking Coors Light. I was going for quantity over quality, basically. And he turns to me and he pours me a Lagunitas, which, you know, if you've listened to my podcast, we talk a lot about Lagunitas being a local brewery. And he hands me the beer, and I go, "How much?" And he goes, "It's free. It's on you, man." It's like, basically, it's on me. It's cool. I like your logo. You've been cool here, coming here. You're not causing a problem. So I immediately take the beer. I immediately take the beer and dump it on somebody just because apparently my reputation was that I was doing fine.
You're a damn rock star.
Yeah, because it was free. I didn't have to pay for it. That's right. I was like, podcast what? And I walked out of there. But, I'm wondering if we're going to get wrestling fans for this podcast. So let's just kind of run through it. I thought it was a fun event.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. I had a great time. Even though I'm seven shades of lobster shit red. But I am...
They had a bunch of matches. I mean, it was like 5 hours of wrestling. And I don't know, man. There was some crazy stuff. We saw a couple. There was a ladder match.
Oh god!
Which, if you're not familiar with wrestling, what happens is there's a title on the line, right? And there's a wrestling belt, and they suspend it above the ring, and then there's all these ladders all around the ring, and all these wrestlers in their underwear start fighting each other.
Sweaty men.
Yeah, and everywhere. And the key is you climb the ladder and you pull off the belt. And if you pull off the belt from the, you know, big C clamp that it's hanging off of, you win, and you're now the winner and the champion. So there's this ladder match, and this thing is suspended like 20 feet, 25 feet in the air. And there's like six or seven wrestlers, and they're all sweaty, and they're all like, the funny thing about a ladder match is, if you watch it, is, you know, it's not that hard to climb a ladder, but you would think that these guys, because of their acting, they're like, it's struggling to climb the ladder, that, you know, they've never even seen a ladder before. It'd be like cavemen trying to invent fire. But at the end of this match, which I thought was hilarious, it was a great match. Like, people just, you know, they died for our pleasure. That's so great. I appreciate that. But what was happening at the end of this match is there's two guys, and they're up on the top of this ladder, and it's a big ass ladder. It's like 15, 20 feet, whatever it is. And they were punching each other, and, you know, they're trying to grab the belt, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, and then they start headbutting each other. And then they were headbutting each other in, like, unison. So it was like they were headbanging and hitting at the same time until one fell off and they grabbed the title.
They too. There was big red marks on their head.
Yeah, I mean, you could see on the big, you know, Megatron there that there was just, like, a big red splotch on his head. So they were actually connecting on the headbutts, which was kind of fun. So we were talking, and, yeah, one of the wrestlers actually looks like Steve's uncle. Who's a weird looking weirdo.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were rooting for that guy.
Like Shrek, but worse.
Yeah, Shrek, but gross, sir.
like if Shrek and Donkey had a kid.
Yeah.
And we say this because he's probably listening. Yeah. He's one of the four fans that listen.
Yeah, screw you, Ted. Your weird face.
You'll never be Charles Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, right back.
That's called a callback. So many fat, passed out, drunk people. It was,
you know,
amazing.
I get the whole...
I'm going to put them on sammarcoux.com. You guys will see them on there.
The whole thing with America being disgusting fat people. They were all there. All of them.
Yeah.
And a couple British ones that were rubbing their sweaty arms on me.
Yeah. I was impressed at how less than normal stinky I thought they would be. Yeah. They weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But no.
They had American soap. Thank you for staying in a hotel last night. Thank you for staying in a Holiday Inn Express.
They were sprayed before they came in.
Deloused.
Yeah. So what was the other thing that happened? What was your favorite match? Like, what did you like?
You know what? Sting and Triple H, it was such nostalgia to see these 100-year-old wrestlers going. I mean, just...
Isn't it fun?
Decrepitly flailing whatever... You know, osteoporosis-laden body parts at each other. And it, and then music would go off, and it would just be a sea of more AARP individuals from my youth. The Generation X was there. NWO was there.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was, oh God, I didn't even know that was, he's alive. And I was just, I was happy. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger came out at one point. Good God.
It was our entire teenage being happened in 30 minutes.
It's pretty good for me not jerking off 3 days for me to not run off and just, you know, just.
You tried. You said, excuse me, but the guy did.
But my phone died, so I didn't have any way to take a picture.
So that was, for me, I think that might have been my favorite part, too, is the fact that all these old wrestlers. So basically what happened is you got this wrestler, Sting, who's like 57 years old, and then you got Triple H, right, who is like, I don't
what
know.
What was the comment about his hair?
Oh, my God. His hair looked like a dead plant.
It's so good.
Yeah, so Sting's old. He's like close to 60, but he's never wrestled in the WWE before, so people were like intrigued to see what that would be like. And then you had Triple H, who's been in WWE forever, so it was kind of like these two icons fighting, but they were so old that they couldn't have like a real traditional match because they're just so fucking old. Like at one point, they just fell over. Yeah. Remember that? They just like both fell over. So
Stinger was trying to do the Stinger splash.
Yeah, and he just like tripped and fell. Fucking
fell in the middle of it or something.
Yeah, he fell off the scooter. But
it's a rascal.
So what they did is it was kind of brilliant on wrestling's part is that they just booked it so that all these people would run in. So all these nostalgia acts. You had people like Hulk Hogan. You had people like
Kevin Nash,
Diesel, Razor Ramon. And the funny part, though, is like the stage is enormous. So when all these people are running in, their music hits, everybody goes, they go nuts because the music hits. And these guys are running as fast as their old feeble legs will allow them to run. But it's taking like 2.5 minutes to get from the stage to the ring. Yeah, people are like, fuck, I'm going to go get a beer and wait for them to make it. So, you know, it was cool to see the old wrestlers come out, but at the same time, it was kind of depressing. but
if they're listening, it was exciting to see you. You guys were in great shape.
Yeah.
Even in your 80s. Better shape than we're in now.
Oh, yeah. You guys could totally kick our ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you could catch us.
Yeah. We walked faster than you ran, but that's... But that aside, I thought that was a lot of fun. The other fun match for me was actually the main event, and the reason being is the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd went nuts. So the thing that's been going on from what I learned is that in wrestling, you've got your good guys and your bad guys, right? Your traditional heels, which are bad guys, and your traditional baby faces or faces, which are good guys. And usually at WrestleMania, what happens, that's like the end all of a year-long worth of storylines, right? So what happens is the good guy conquers and vanquishes the bad guy, and everybody goes home happy. The problem is wrestling fans hate the good guy that was in the main event, and they love the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
So Brock Lesnar is the quote-unquote bad guy. Roman Reigns is the good guy. But every time Roman Reigns did anything, like he punched him or he kicked him, booed that motherfucker like Hitler in Israel in 1944.
Was he in Israel?
Oh, I don't know. But if he was, he would have been booed.
I think we were scared to not cheer for Brock Lesnar. If anybody has never seen Brock Lesnar, I think he's 6'5", 300 and some god-awful pounds, wider than this table that takes up 90% of your studio.
If you've never seen Brock Lesnar, he's basically a great white shark that grew legs.
And tattooed himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a throat tattoo that says throat.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is disgustingly huge, and he's a legit badass. So, like, wrestling fans love him because he won. The reason why I think wrestling fans love him is because he was a national champion in collegiate wrestling, which is legit wrestling.
Yeah,
he was a heavyweight champion in UFC, mixed martial arts. So to come to professional wrestling, which is a fake fighting league, and have those legit credentials, you know, for wrestling fans, it makes them feel legit. Like, yeah, this is almost real in a way. But they loved him. They loved this guy. And he was, I think, scheduled to lose.
He was manhandling that young man.
He was destroying.
He went to Suplex City on that guy.
Yeah. That was the other funny thing.
Suplex City.
So the stage is so big, and they have all these humongous screens. And I guess the WWE is proud of the fact that when something is is trending on Twitter, they immediately put it up on all the screens. So we were having a good time with all the hashtags that were trending worldwide. And the last one was called Suplex City, which I'm actually going to be moving there soon once my lease is up in San Jose, California.
Can't be much worse.
Yeah, I'm going to move to Suplex City. Which I hear the rent is backbreaking.
Oh, you know what was my favorite part?
What was your favorite part?
Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
She is amazing. You know, I'd suffer the risk of her breaking every limb in my body just to put my body on her body. Is that creepy?
Would you fight Ronda Rousey? Like if you got the opportunity and they said, hey, look, you're going to get 5 minutes in the ring with Ronda Rousey. We're not going to pay you. But would you get in the ring with her?
Is there baby oil and do I have to wear clothes?
Let's just call it like a legit octagon fight.
Like an actual fight?
Yeah.
I'd beat the shit out of her.
You would beat the crap out of that girl.
She would beat the piss out of me, but I would love every.
Would you try? Like, would you try to hit her?
I pay for that kind of stuff. Yeah. So for me to get beat up by a hot woman.
You're saving money.
I'm saving money. Yeah. And I'm in a cage already. God, that's all the culmination of my days off anyways.
But would you try to hit her? Like, would you have that whole man thing where, like, oh, I can't hit a woman?
You know, and I would go in with the whole thought of, I can't hit this girl. She's beautiful. She's a woman. You can't hit her. The second she laid her hand on me, I'd just fucking snap. I'd beat her like she owed me money.
Oh, dude, if we're in that cage.
She would be Tina Turner, and I would go Ike. Just backhands all day.
Well, the thing is, like, I can't beat the fuck out of her. Like, she would turn me into a pretzel.
That's what I'm saying.
And insult me. But assault me. But, yeah. I would, at that point, I would be like, oh, I need to hit this bitch with a chair or something. Yeah.
And then I'd propose to her.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't believe in marriage except maybe with a woman that can honestly beat the living shit out of me.
I believe in marriage as long as I'm not getting married.
Yeah, you know, you guys go for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you believe in or where you're from or who you want to marry. As long as it's not hurting anybody, I want you to suffer immeasurably long as possible.
I'm pro-straight marriage. I'm pro-gay marriage. I'm just not pro-Sam marriage necessarily.
Yeah. You know what? If you get married to somebody, it's one less ugly asshole on the street that I have to deal with. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
But that's okay. But yeah. We have no idea.
Whatever. Wrestling fan.
Wrestling.
Booyah.
Yeah. This is the post-WrestleMania 31 edition. We're just kind of shooting the shit. We wanted to do a post-WrestleMania thing. You know what I liked about it is... you know, I like wrestling, but I don't really watch it all the time. We mentioned that on the last one. I called almost every single one of those matches. So here's the weird thing about wrestling. Like, if you're at a big live event, like, it's big, it's huge. The problem is, like, you can't help but notice, like, on the stage, all the stagehands getting ready for the next fight. Because there's, like, these big entrances, right? Like, you know, there's, like, band pieces and explosions and all this shit. So they get it ready about 5 to 10 minutes before the next fight starts. So they kind of telegraph the end of a fight, which was almost a little bit like, I'm watching the fight, I'm into it, and then I look over and I see that they're putting like some drum kits and you know, whatever together. I'm like, okay, this match that we're watching is about to end. Mm-hmm. So they kind of telegraph it a little bit. So I think, you know, maybe that helped me know that the end of the match is coming.
You could bet on those. You could have been on all God. The fights. Jeremy could have helped, you know.
Jeremy Curry.
He could have actually won for once.
Yeah. And that was.
You went for wrestling.
So that was the other thing that I noticed is I would check Facebook occasionally. Match. And I noticed that there were a lot of professional comedians that were there today. A lot. I'm guessing maybe at least a dozen.
Oh,
which I think. There. And I was there too. But I think what that means is that there were very lonely children growing up. They were beat up a lot, so they pretended to fake fight to make themselves feel better, and there they were at WrestleMania, just like you and I.
They played the same video games in the same dark rooms.
Yeah.
Same earthworm gym.
In a dark, dark room. There was dark, dark chest.
We played a little Killer Instinct, too.
What that?
Anyhow. or not.
So that was this is the WrestleMania post 31 edition, which I think I said those words in the wrong order. But I'm tired.
Predictably drunk.
We had Steve and I had a long weekend. We had a great weekend. This is the first weekend I think you and I have spent together
since we had our kids.
Almost exclusively since we've had our kids. So
Vegas? Vegas. You didn't have your kid then.
But I think that was a Wednesday.
You didn't have your kid.
No, and I didn't have my kid.
Man.
So that's, yeah, so this is like a nice male bonding experience.
Do this more often.
We should. There should be WrestleMania every month. We should do that. But no, this was fun. We had a good time. We nerded out with the wrestling. We watched movies together. We had dinner together.
We did.
We shared some
stories.
Shout
out to Johnny Garlic.
Shout out to Johnny Garlics.
Thanks for the black and blue burger.
Yeah. Next time, don't have quail as your special meat.
That's your hunter gross. Special. Really?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Venison, elk, you could add, you have wild boar on there, and you go with the quail.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Johnny Garlics has alligator, wild boar, like you said, venison. I think they have dragon on there every now and then. They had a stegosaurus last week, from what I was told. And then we go in there and they're like, it's chicken fried quail is our special
it's
meat.
It's like chicken fried chicken.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken. I'm like, well, I don't want to eat that. Fucking ridiculous.
Thanks for the worst thing you could serve me.
Just give me the chicken.
Yeah.
Or the burger. The burger
chicken.
You're
going to charge me $7 more for a smaller version of a chicken that I have to pick through bones. Thanks.
Yeah.
What did you say there? You said if you have to garnish it with 11 sides, it's probably a shitty meat.
It's a shitty meat because it was chicken. First of all, it was chicken fried quail, which they told us.
Couldn't be a pheasant.
Yeah,
they go, quail.
Chicken fried quail, but it tastes like chicken. And then we garnish it with jalapenos and parsley and ranch dressing and ketchup and fucking mustard and a baby's head.
There was sriracha.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we're gonna roll it in a burrito and then
we throw it away and feed you other food.
And then we give you a burger because what the fuck? It's quail. Quail. Fucking tiny ass disgusting.
For the fucking
bird.
Chicken nugget with a bone in it.
Well, as you can tell, we're cracking ourselves up here. Got so, it. What's our next adventure? I'm going to April 2nd, Thursday, later this week, I'm going to be at the Sacramento Punchline.
Can I be there?
You can be there. You can be
I
there.
I can be there.
And then we're going to go to Tahoe and we're going to hang out. Right?
You're
going to
be my Easter date.
Steven and I are going to be each other's Easter date.
That was the other weird thing. The security there or whatever.
Yeah.
We get there. The one his name is Samantha and the other's name is Stevie.
Our seat person, seat coordinator. I don't know what her name is.
Usher.
Oh, yeah. I gave her too much credit. Her name was Samantha, and then our bartender was Stevie. So it was like the female versions of us.
Yeah.
And even down to the chubbiness.
Down to the giving upness.
Yeah. They had a glimmer of hope, but, you know, life will tell them differently soon.
But if they're listening, you're beautiful, and you should call us anytime.
Yeah. So, let's see. Where can they find you? So, we talked about on the last podcast that you don't have social media. But you are on...
You're on Plenty
of Fish.
Scurry 40.
Scurry 40. You're on Snapchat.
I am on Snapchat, also Scurry 40.
Scurry 40 on Snapchat.
I am. And I'm on Game of War, Scurry 40.
Game of Whores.
You know, I have the same password for everything, too. So, if you really want
to fuck Steve over.
Need to fuck me over. You know my screen name for everything, and you know my password for everything.
We're not editing that. No, we're going to leave that there.
Yeah.
You can find me at sammarcoux.com. You can find me on Facebook. Look up. You can type in Tiger Claw or Sam Marcoux. The X is silent. Tiger Clawmedy on Twitter. Predictably Drunk on Instagram.
On your Twitter, is there a hashtag Suplex City?
Suplex City is where we're actually, where my studio is for Predictably Drunk is Suplex City.
10s, 20s. Now it's a different city.
We're fading fast. It's 32 minutes. You guys, this is the second half of the WrestleMania weekend podcast. We got the first half, which hopefully you listened to, and you heard Steven's horrible, bogus predictions about the main event and my absolutely 100% accurate.
You said someone else was going to win, period.
And that's, he did.
And did.
There's two people in the main event, and I went out on a limb and said somebody else was going to win. And that's exactly what happened. So
you were 100% right.
I was 100% right.
Oh, the Battle Royale. There was the Andre the Giant Battle Royale and his supposed son, the Big General.
Yeah, there was,
Can I just talk about?
Go ahead, do it, but whatever you want.
It was the first time that I had seen so many large, sweaty men in one area. They probably stunk. I'm sure that place.
That, they like had to smell like Bigfoot's dick.
Oh, my God. It was like a bag full of assholes. It's just, instead of leotards and unitards.
I gotta tell you, I wore jeans, and I don't even want to. If I take off my jeans, I'm pretty sure my entire groin's just going to say, whoa.
A poof is going to come
out. Just nothing but popcorn farts. But in that ring, I swear to God, 30 men or 20 men in the same ring at the same time just rubbing their genitals all over each other.
That was one of their finishing moves, was just a teabag.
Yeah, the guy just
teabagged
everybody. That was a weird finishing move. But it is a good finishing move.
Effective. I don't know if you pin them or they tap from that.
Listen, if somebody teabags me, I'm tapping out and I'm quitting immediately.
I felt it's sharn. It was soft yet sweaty-ish, sticky skin. What's the temperature down there? It's moist, but it's sticking to things.
The temperature is Bermuda, I think.
In my triangle.
Oh man!
I think we're fading.
We're completely fading.
We've been up since yesterday.
Yeah. So coming up on the podcast here before too long, I'm gonna have Phil Johnson, which is a funny name because it sounds like dicks. Sorry, Phil.
Phil Dick.
Phil Johnson will be on here. Rudio from 95.7 The Game and the Three Amigos. He's one of the co-hosts of Legitimate Radio. We're also gonna have Mean Dave. He doesn't know that yet, but what the fuck's he got to do? He's going to be on the show. Fuck you, Mean Dave. Get on the show.
Jeremy will probably be back.
Jeremy will be back.
He's got nothing going on.
Yeah, Travis Dentley will never be on the show. I'm not allowing him on. That's a no. Fuck it. Come on out, Travis. I'm kidding. Drive from Santa Cruz. And show. I'm going to edit all that part out.
Maybe.
All right. Well, again, this is Predictably Drunk, the post-WrestleMania 31 edition with my good friend, my brother from another mother, Stephen Joseph Curry. And this is Sam Marcoux.
Might be the same dad, but different mother.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe.
I don't want to talk about it. let's just call it a night. Go home. And until, I guess, Thursday night at the Punchline in Sacramento. See you then. All right, everybody. Have a beer. Smart people talking about stupid things.